Ezras Hashem Yisparech, our first halacha topic from Daf Yud Beis, is the subject of killing small insects on Shabbos and during the week. Gemara in the bottom of Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, tells us that there were many Amoraim who killed lice during Shabbos, and ultimately the Gemara says this is the opinion of Beis Hillel. Even though killing an animal is an Iser D'oraisa on Shabbos, a louse is not part of the prohibition. The reason for that explains the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shin Tezayin Sif Lamed Ches, where we have Sifkan Lamed Ches in Mishnah Berurah, where we have Sif Tes in the Mechaber, that he says that it's permissible to kill a kina, that there's a difference between what the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch describe as a parosh and a kina. A louse, says the Mishnah Berurah, de'ena ba mizachem nekeva ela ba min hazeya. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, based on Chazal, that lice is a product of sweat, and therefore not a halachically living organism, as opposed to a parosh, was a type of fly that was reproduced from male and female. The problem, of course, with this halacha is this is an amazing kula that seems to be inconsistent with the way science understands how lice procreate. And that is that lice also procreate with a male and a female, and it's hard to understand how this a louse is any different than a parush or any other insect. Here at Be'ezer Hashem, we will give different mahalchim that the Gedolei Torah present and point out their implications lahalacha. The Shita of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal that was publicized by our great Rebbe Rav Nevinzal Shlita, this is how the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah gets Reb Shlomo Zalman's Shita, that they quote Rav Nevinzal's Haaretz and B'Yitzchak Yikare, is the following. The B'Yitzchak Yikare, Rav Nevinzal quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman like this: Chazal kovu es halacha lefi maris ha'ayin shekina lo para v'rava. Chazal determined the halacha that a louse does not procreate based on what their eyes saw. Ulechein amar adonein morein v'rabbeinu zrachel v'rachel chayel amabah mutar ayom la'rokina. The halacha Rav Shlomo Zalman said does not change today. It seems quite clear that Rav Shlomo Zalman accepted the science that there are microscopic events of reproduction that create a louse today. However, since it wasn't lefi ra'os ha'inayim shel Chazal, they did not consider it a halachic act of pruer avu. I asked Rav Nevinzal, does this follow beautifully with the yesod that the iser of eating an insect only applies to those insects that are seen by the eye? And he said, most definitely. This approach, Reb Shlomo Zalman, is also in regards to halachos of insects, in terms of eating, that if the eye does not see them, so then, in such a case, there would be no prohibition. So Reb Shlomo Zalman went so far, and said, therefore, if the act of procreation is not seen, halachically, they're not considered insects that do pruer avu. Even though the Mishnah Berurah says it comes from Zeya, does not mean that we deny the science. Rav Nevinzal himself suggested a different approach. He suggested, Lulei dimistafina, if I was not afraid, Amina, I would say, She'ein anu makirim hakinim, she'iskavnu lehem chazal. I would say that chazal, we're talking about a different type of thing that we don't understand. Now, there would be a tremendous nafkamina if you took Rav Nevinzal's approach that he suggests, Lule dimistafina, and that is, according to Rav Nevinzal's approach, maybe there was something that once upon a time existed that didn't procreate, but lice, even if it procreates less than an eye's vision, would be part of the Yisr. According to his Rebbe, according to Psak, that of course he would be Mevatel himself with, then the halachi is that it would be permissible. For Rav Dessler and Michtav Me'elio, Chelek Dalet Amud, 355, Ha'ara 4, this point about the gap between science and what Chazal say is an important lesson of our bittul to Chazal, even if we don't understand it. Says Rav Dessler, the halacha does not change. Chazal said they are not parin v'ravin, and therefore Chazal must have known what they said, even if we don't understand it from our perspective, Chazal Begadlusam did. So according to Rav Dessler, one doesn't necessarily need to give Rav Shlomo Zalman's approach. The halacha stays the same, Rav Dessler claims. He suggests, tentatively, Rav Shlomo Zalman, a similar type of idea. But at the end of the day, Rav Dessler says, we accept the words of Chazal without adjusting it to any reality. According to Rav Dessler as well, it would be permissible to kill the louse, whether the eye sees the procreation or whether the eye does not, because that's how Chazal taught it us. If I recall correctly, another one of my great rabbeim, Rav Herschel Schechter, took a different approach. He is fond of saying that Chazal defined the halacha based on the science of their times. Based on what science taught them, they said it's mutar or asur. It's clear that during the times of Chazal, there were many who believed in the notion of spontaneous generation. I'd like to add an editorial note that if one takes a look at Charles Dickens' work, Bleak House, even as late in the time of Dickens, Dickens records the common belief of spontaneous generation. That means that procreation would take place without a male and a female. If Chazal, based on their time, said it was mutter, based on what's clear to us today as not being fact, then the halacha will have to change based on the reality that we know today that there is pru urevu. If I am not mistaken, and it's been years since I heard this from Rav Schechter, I know many of my Talmidim are now in the States, and there are some who are right now zochet to still be learning by Rav Schechter, they can verify and get back to me at r.eisenstein@yna.edu. Be'ezer Hashem, next time I see him in Eretz Yisrael, I will try to ask him. But then the halacha would change based on the fact that our awareness, according to science, would change, and killing a kina would be a possible iser d'oraisa. So to summarize, on Shabbos, killing a louse is subject to many different positions. The Mahalach of Rav Shlomo Zalman, which I almost always find is the Derech HaMelech, is to say that the halacha does not change today, and the halacha views procreation as something that one could see, just like the prohibition of eating insects is dependent on Dover HaNir Lion, and for that reason the halacha would stay the same, that killing a louse would be permissible. Rav Nevin Sal and Rav Schechter would come out, Rav Nevin Sal tentatively would come out Li Isur for different reasons. Rav Nevin Sal suggesting that Nishtanu Hateva. Rav Schechter suggesting not Nishtanu Hateva, but Nishtanu Hametzius in the sense of what we understand today. And therefore the halacha would now go Luchumra. And finally, Rav Dessler's approach that the halacha stays stagnant despite changes in man's understanding of nature, because we have to trust Chazal b'chachmasam, even if we do not understand it. This Be'ezer Hashem is a summary of this fascinating sugya. I am indebted to Rafi Miller to add, he sent me an email about the topic of killing a louse on Shabbos, that I had mentioned, I wasn't sure, but I had recalled that Rav Schechter had said that since today we know that lice do not come from spontaneous generation, then it could very well be that killing a louse would be an Isur D'oraisa. Rafi astutely pointed out to me that in a shir way after when I was in the Kollel, given at the Beyaler Shtibel, which is on YU Torah, when science contradicts the Talmud, Rav Schechter actually adopts the position that we had mentioned of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that avoids the tension between the science and the Gemara, where he suggested, like Rav Shlomo Zalman had, that since the louse procreates in a way that's not seen by the eye, so then in such a case it's not subject to the Isur D'oraisa. In general, I do think that I recall Rav Schechter, when I was in the Kollel, mentioning that there are times that science contradicts, and then the halacha would change. Nevertheless, Rafi pointed out that in one of the later shiurim, in regards to this question, Rav Schechter had followed the position of Shlomo Zalman that it would still be permissible because the louse reproduces and lice grow in a way that's not obvious to the eye. Thank you, Rafi, for that reference. This concludes the topic of killing a louse, Bizman Hazel on Shabbos. In regards to killing lice and other insects, there is another question that needs to be asked. The Ramesha Feinstein has a beautiful tshuva in Choshe Mishpat, Chelek Beis Simin Mem Zayin. That was a question that was asked to him by the husband of his granddaughter, Rafishalis. Clearly, the Minig Yisrael and Gedolei Torah did not have a compunction of killing insects that disturbed or were disgusting for people, but what exactly is the Hagdara of the Isser of Tsar Balei Chai? Clearly also, our Amoraim and our Sugya had no compunction as well of killing the insects. How, why, and what? Ramaitra teaches us the Hagdara through a Sugya in Bav Metzion Daf Lamed Beis that discusses the mitzvah of prika. If an animal is falling under its load, the Gemara in Bav Metzion Lamed Beis gives us the details of the halachos of the requirement to unload the animal to reduce its suffering. The Gemara tells us that this doesn't apply to a zakein ve'ena lefi chvodo. If there is a talmid chacham or an elderly person, that it's not becoming of him to unload the animal, in such a case there isn't a chiyuv, despite the fact of the yisur of tzar bali chayim. The Ran and the Ramban, Rav Moshe is medayik, understand the Ptur of Zakin Vein Lechvi Chvodo different. Number one, the opinion of the Ran is that this applies to everybody. Any individual who is Mechubad Ba'alma, even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, even if he's not a Zakin, is exempt despite the fact that the animal is suffering at Tsar Bali Chaim. That's the opinion of the Ran. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban holds that the assay of Kavod HaTorah is doche, the mitzvah of prika. According to Ramban, Ramesh understands, this is how I understand Ramesh's words, the Isser of Tsar Balei Chaim still exists if a person decides on his whim of his own kavod that he'd prefer to let an animal suffer as opposed to compromise his own kavod if the Torah does not suggest that it's his kavod. While the Ran understands that there is no Isser of Tsar Balei Chaim in the face of a person's kavod, however, for a person's midos tovos, so then in such a case, he should be careful to put the feelings of every living creature first, but there isn't an independent Isser of Tsar Balei Chaim. Says Ramesha, even the Ramban, who's the Machmir over here of Tsar Balei Chaim, that says that not every human desire precedes Tsar Balei Chaim. Nevertheless, it only extends to the point of an individual's kavod. However, what happens if it serves a more significant purpose? In other words, one is getting food from it, so then in such a case, it would be permissible to even cause an animal tsar for a human being's benefit. For this reason, according to the Ran, any time it serves for a person's benefit, then the Isser of Tsar Balei Chaim falls away. According to the Ramban, it could very well be for a person's kavod. It would not fall away. But for any other type of human condition of discomfort, then Ramesha says it'll be acceptable and permissible, even according to Ramban. Ramesha then concludes, though, even when it comes to killing insects because they are disturbing and there is no Isser Tsar Balei Chaim, nevertheless, he suggests to do it in a way that doesn't encourage achzarios. And he points out that the Torah tells us in Dvarim Yud Gimel that the irani dachas that requires to be put to death, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a haftacha that we will still have rachamim. That's how the Orach Chaim explains the Pasuk. And therefore, if it's possible to kill it in an indirect manner, it will be helpful for a person's midos. He concludes by mentioning our Gemara that says that these Amoraim killed it with their hands, the louse and the lice and the flies. And he says that there it was Efshar B'inyan Acher. So bottom line is that it could be, according to the Ramban, if it's only for our kavod, then Tsar Balei Chaim, the Isser, would apply. Other human needs. It seems for a Moshe, a carte blanche, heter. However, it should not be done by a dayim, if possible, to keep in mind that everything we do affects our midos and our worldview. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha section from Daf Yud Beis.